This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A sweeping climate change bill that's a top item on President Obama's agenda passed narrowly in the House of Representatives last night. It would put gradually stricter caps on the total national output of heat-trapping gases, forgive me. Republicans broadly oppose that cap-and-trade program. Many Democrats also have qualms. Proponents say it's key to curbing global warming. NPR's David Wilna has this report.
It was high drama in the House chamber last night as the roll call vote on the climate change bill came to an end, and Arizona Democrat Ed Pastor announced the results.
On this vote, yeas are 219, nays are 212. The bill is passed.
Only eight Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with most Democrats for the bill. 44 Democrats joined most Republicans in voting against it. For Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, who chairs the Energy Independence and Global Warming Committee, the vote marked a key turning point.
This is a revolution. This is a moment in history. This is what the American people were calling for in the election of 2008, a fundamental change.
But some Democrats voted against the bill because they said it did too little to curb global warming. In order to win wider support, the bill's target of reducing greenhouse emissions by 20% in a decade was reduced to 17% of 2005 levels. Other Democrats from farm and coal mining states agreed with Republican critics, such as Virginia's Bob Goodlatte.
This bill has very important consequences, but those consequences are devastating for the future of the economy of this country. And it's in pursuit of the fantasy of thinking that this legislation will cause us to be able to turn down the thermostat of the world by reducing CO2 gas emissions when China and India and other nations are pumping more and more CO2 gas into the atmosphere all the time.
A recent congressional study found the cap-and-trade bill would raise energy costs less than $200 a year for the average household. Still, West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito called it unfair.
It is a national energy tax that will burden consumers, burden businesses, and particularly burden the lower-income families in this country. Particularly the lower income. It picks regional winners and losers, with coal-dependent states like mine, West Virginia, bearing the brunt of this bill.
Michigan Democrat John Dingell had long been a skeptic himself of climate change legislation, but he said a Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago that carbon dioxide is a pollutant has now made it imperative for Congress to regulate greenhouse gases.
Otherwise, greenhouse gases will be regulated by EPA. And if you want something to shudder about, I beg you to take a look at that.
The Senate has yet to take up a climate change bill. In his weekly address, President Obama congratulated the House and prodded the Senate.
Now my call to every senator, as well as to every American, is this. We cannot be afraid of the future, and we must not be prisoners of the past. Don't believe the misinformation out there that suggests that there's somehow a contradiction between investing in clean energy and economic growth. It's just not true.
And as he did with the economic stimulus, Mr. Obama called this a jobs bill. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.